The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning us in and turning us on. It's great to kind of have you joining us here today. I want to thank you all for all your emails, all the support, and a lot of what you're saying in terms of our anniversary. The other thing I want to say is without you guys, none of this would happen. We wouldn't be in the place that we're in. We wouldn't be doing the things that we're doing. And 10 years ago, it became a dream that now is all about reality. It's all about having life be brought to you as you are brought to bringing your gifts to the world. So it's kind of a cool thing to be connecting with you today. I get to talk to John Murphy. For those of you that don't know who John is, you're going to find out who he is in a second. Zentrepreneur. Love that. Zentrepreneur, what does that mean? Holistic business consultant, author. He's joining me here today on the show. We're going to take you on a journey about what this means. What does Zentrepreneur mean? It aims at unleashing that Zentrepreneur in all of us. We've heard the term entrepreneur. We've heard the term intrapreneur. We've heard the preneur thing over and over and over and over again. But what is it about this model, you know, the model that John lives his life by, that is so absolutely brilliant, that is what the world is looking for and needing right now? And today's show is about exploring what he's learned, what he does, why it's so important in the world that we live in, and what it is about each and every one of us that can look at ourselves and our lives and understand how to best give to the world as well as give to ourselves. Whether it's high performance teams he's working with, whether it's a cultural revolution, whether it's personal leadership, empowerment, or looking at awakening the spirit at work, it is about taking a level of consciousness into every aspect of our lives and then ask the question, why not the business world? John, welcome to the show today. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I love being here. This is wonderful.
I want to talk about a couple of things. There are so many things I do want to talk about because, you know, I've been a fan of yours for quite some time. And, you know, I'm always struck by some of the things I read. You've done everything from the how of wow to putting teams together, you know, to looking at how to advance our careers. I mean, this is a venue that I believe is one of the most important areas right now of human potential. And the reason I say that is because if you know anything about me, you know that I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, and the heartbreak in the business world. And I was one of the original people on the pre-side of breaking up the telephone company and one of the first of seven employees to rebuild that new company. And so what I've learned by stepping away is there's so much more to how we can be in the world. I want to ask you, what have you learned about the meaning of being in the business world?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing that we all have to remember is that we're here on the planet to create. We're here on the planet to express our deeper, higher self, which is our spirit. And spirit wants to be free. Our soul is looking for a way to express itself. And it's amazing to me when I go into different business environments or government agencies or whoever I happen to be working with, even sports teams and things like that. And when you get fear out of the way, and when you get insecurity out of the way, and you get some of the baggage people carry around out of the way, and you create a channel for change, you create a way for people to really express their deeper selves, their ideas, and give them a chance to make change, not manage it, but actually participate in making the change, it's amazing what happens. It's where true innovation comes from. And that's what I refer to as the inner Zentrepreneur. It's that deeper self looking to turn a good idea, which is the Zen part of it, and positive thinking and well-being into action and results, which is, of course, the entrepreneurial part of it. So I see and experience Zentrepreneurs in everyone I interact with, and I view my job as helping get things out of their way so that that manifestation of great ideas and can take place. And then it's clearly energizing, and it's culture changing. It's very transformational. And whether it's a small business or large business, or it's just someone individually looking to get baggage out of their way, out of their life, and I call it let go, to let flow. Instead of clinging to the things that drag us under and clinging to the weight we all carry around on our shoulders, you let it go. And the world looks totally different. And we gain confidence. And we, through the law of attraction, we just bring more and more positive experiences and relationships into our life.
You know, what have you seen? If you could characterize in terms of a metaphor, what you've seen in the world in the past 10 years, how things have changed for people, how things have changed in business, what might be used to describe or explain, as my friend says, the time of the year. I mean, not to quote a bird song or something that's back from the 70s, rock music, but, this is an extraordinary time for people, and yet some folks believe that this has been some of the most challenging times for themselves, their families, the way they look at the world, and don't know what to make of it. And so I wanted to ask you, how would you describe, this time, this decade we've now moved in and out of and continue to move out of?
Well, it's the perfect yin-yang balance that we've always had. So you can't know up without knowing down. You can't know yes without knowing no. Without contrast, we don't know anything. So contrast is actually a beautiful thing, and we should be thankful every day for the contrast in our lives. I actually give thanks every day for my problems. That sounds like a weird thing to do, but it's a paradigm shift. It's a different way of seeing the glass. Instead of half empty, it's half full. It's the perfect yin-yang balance that we all need in order to grow and evolve spiritually, emotionally, financially, socially. So, I think the problem is that we people tend to look for excuses to rationalize why things aren't going their way rather than look for solutions to those very problems. So when you look at the real Zentrepreneurs out, innovating, making changes, it's because there are problems. I mean, when there's a problem, you can bet there's a Zentrepreneur, so to speak, or a group of them, looking at that problem as an opportunity for a solution. There is no problem on the planet without a solution. It's the perfect yin-yang balance. So sometimes people get discouraged because they forget or they don't understand or appreciate that there's always a solution. In fact, there's always more than one. We always have alternatives. You asked for a metaphor. I teach with parables and metaphors quite a bit. But one of the metaphors I use a lot these days is closet space. And people kind of laugh because they're like, what do you mean by closet space? I said, well, have you ever noticed a lot of times people don't think there's enough? They've got to keep adding closets or getting bigger closets because we buy more shoes, we buy more shirts, whatever. And it means that we fall into what some refer to as a scarcity mindset, a scarcity consciousness. There's not enough. There's not a, and by the way, we do the same thing with time that we do with closets. We always think we need more. I don't have enough time to exercise. I don't have enough time to spend with my family. I don't have enough time to solve all these problems. And the answer is, actually, you do. There's plenty of time. The problem is you don't have your priorities straight. And we waste time, just like we waste space, and we waste a lot of things. So the metaphor of closet space is to say, what can you remove from your life? What can you remove from your schedule? What can you remove from your mind? Because we all walk around with mental viruses, so to speak, mental programs that should be deleted. But it's human nature to add rather than subtract. One of my favorite quotes from Einstein is that any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction. Taking things out of your closet is the opposite direction. When people are tempted to add and complicate things, they should stop and ponder, what would this look like if I subtracted? What if I went in the opposite direction? What can I remove from my... And that's what I mean by letting go. Letting go of limiting beliefs, letting go of fear, letting go of insecurity, letting go of doubt, letting go of jealousy and grief. And people carry grief around with them forever. And rather than letting go, they actually call more grief. If you understand the law of attraction, when you hold on to grief, you call for more. When you hold on to fear, you call for more things to be afraid of. When you hold on to doubt, you call for more things to be doubtful about. It's what you sow is what you reap. You're calling into your life what you're thinking and believing and feeling. So, the way beyond all of that, the way to transcend that is to learn how to let go, to let flow. And so, there's plenty of closet space. There's plenty of time. There's plenty of food in the world, but we have imbalances. And so that's referred to, of course, as the law of abundance. And those who believe in abundance consciousness and abundance realize, there really is plenty, but maybe we haven't, we're not managing it very well.
One of the things that I love in this conversation with you, John, and we're going to have many more of them throughout the show here today, is, there is there is this call, to bring aspects of positive thinking and passionate creativity to the forefront in a way perhaps that, we haven't done before. And, in the books Entrepreneur, in what you've written about, my sense is, and I would love for you to talk about this when we come back from break, is my sense of this is that this is more of an ultimatum than a way of thinking, I think this could be a good thing to do. Let's talk about if that's true or not when we come back with my very special guest, John Murphy. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, everyone. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health, Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I also want to tell you that if you, I know many of you cannot call into the show. So what I want to say is there's another way to do this and reach out to us. Here's what I want to say. If you have any comments, if you have any questions, if you want to chime in, you can go to the drpatshow.com website. You can go to Transformation Talk Radio website. And on the right-hand side, go ahead and ask your question or write your comment. And the reason that you can do that is what I find is most of you are working or, you know, you just don't like calling in, but you do have something to say. And so I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to say it. Joining me here today is John Murphy. And for those of you out there, you know, please go ahead and check out his website. We're going to make sure you have that. We're talking about his latest book, Zentrepreneur. Fabulous. Fabulous book. John, I was saying during the break, you know, I wished I would have had this book 10 years ago. And I was describing what my journey was like 10 years ago doing radio. And what I've come to know is the things that people used to say to me about who I was and what I was doing. I used to be offended. I used to be called Pollyanna of talk radio. I used to be called a lot of other things. And I shared a story of what happened with an executive who said to me, you're going to be lucky if you're on air 6 months, let alone 6 years, because you're not angry, you're not controversial, you don't attack the people you have on the show, and nobody wants to listen to that. And I shared that story with you, and I want to know what you make of that 10 years now forward.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is how entrepreneurial is that? Good for you. you took a good idea, and you obviously proved it's a good idea. You made something happen with it. You know, a lot of people, Dr. Pat, would have listened to that and said, oh, well, yeah, I guess you're right, and maybe I'm not cut out for this, or I'm offended by the names you're calling me or using to describe me, and you're telling me all the reasons why it won't work. In fact, there's a chapter in Zentrepreneur in the book called Yeah, But. And I write about the yeah, buts that we all run into every day, where we have an idea, we have something we want to do, and somebody says, yeah, but this is what's wrong with that idea. Yeah, but this is why it won't work. Yeah, but you won't last 6 months on the radio. Yeah, but you're not controversial enough. Just what you described. Yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. we all get it. Yeah, we hear it from, kids hear it from their parents, we hear it from the schools, we hear it from our bosses, and we hear it from clients and customers, and the world's just full of yeah buts. There's wisdom in knowing that that's going to happen, and the entrepreneur expects it. You know, it's no surprise when you get the yeah but. That's when the fun begins, because that's the yin and yang of the whole of everything. So yeah, we get this resistance, we get this pushback, you know, we get this doubt that somebody's expressing. Doesn't mean we ignore it. Doesn't mean you know, we don't take it seriously. We actually do. We listen, we contemplate, and we come up with what I like to refer to as countermeasures. So you said, you know, yeah, but it's not controversial enough. And you came back with a solution for that. It doesn't have to be controversial to sell. You know, that's a paradigm. And what you've displayed and done is what we refer to as a paradigm shift. You've changed perception. You've changed the belief about something. So, you know, I'd just say that pay attention to, and this to all of the listeners, pay attention to the yeah buts that you're surrounded with.
Yeah.
That negative, doubtful, resistant energy. Don't ignore it, because it could be quite helpful. Maybe somebody's sharing something with you that you didn't think about, that you should think about, a risk, you know. So being entrepreneurial does not mean being stupid or careless. We're very conscious of the risks, and we come up with countermeasures. We come up with ways to deal with that risk.
One of the things that I wanted to talk with you about is the aspect of the book that... For many people listening to the show, aspects of the book that folks would look at and think to themselves, you know, is this really something that I could do? Can I really get out into the world and be this way? And I wanted to ask you, this is going to be a strange question, but let me just get it out. What do they say? Blurt it out there. Let me just throw it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, people look at life as choices. We have choices that we make, and there are outcomes to those choices. I just want to know what the consequences are of not changing the way we're doing business. You know, and the reason I say that a little bit, John, I became an advocate of a lot of things 10 plus years ago. One of them is really looking at the exchange agreement and the promises that organizations make to people and people to organizations. And then realizing after many years of studying this that promises are being broken. And so how do we create this Zentrepreneur aspect of who we are? How do we say it's not okay, you know, to mislead, to manipulate? How do we go about that, given your perspective on this?
Well, the world, people in the world being misleading, being distrustful, being manipulative, being whatever, is part of the perfect yin-yang. So you're never going to solve that problem externally. You can only solve it internally, meaning you can always live in peace. Peace is not about, you know, wars being fought around the world. There's been wars throughout every one of our lifetimes somewhere. That doesn't mean we can't be at peace. So peace starts within. And the entrepreneur gets that. The entrepreneur is the one that is not thrown off by all the conflict and all of the external things going on in the world. They're very at peace. They're very centered. They're very present. And they recognize that wherever there is conflict, wherever there is a disaster, whether it's a natural disaster or a human-made, man-made disaster, there's now an opportunity for relief. There's an opportunity for recovery. There's an opportunity for healing. These are very positive things. So, again, we can't know up if we don't understand down. So when we hit bottom, sometimes that's exactly what has to happen in order for people to wake up, and to let go of some of the things that are dragging them down. So we hit bottom. And in fact, I write about this quite a bit in the book.
Yeah.
Many examples in my life where I've hit bottom, and I viewed it as initially it's painful. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But you know, if you go through life clinging to the pain, woe is me, you know, why me? Why this happened, you know, why now? Keep in mind, my name is Murphy, as in Murphy's Law, and I was born on Friday the 13th. I was born on Friday the 13th. And, you know, so I've had every excuse in the world superstitiously to say, yeah, you're screwed. And I've had a lot of tough breaks in life, injuries and losses and things like that. And I write about those in the book. But again, it's always about looking at it. Is it half full or is it half empty? You know, what's really in the glass? Let's start with that. What's really inside any one of us? Are we half empty or half full? And it's from that optimistic, zentrepreneurial perspective that we can really grow. And years later, you look back and you say, really, some of these things that happened are blessings in disguise. I never realized it at the time, but that accident that I went through, or that, divorce that I went through, or that loss that I went through for whatever sort, it's actually been one of the most freeing, positive experiences in my life at the soul level. And I never would have understood that or discovered that if I hadn't gone through this pain and this suffering and this low point. So it's like the great mystic Rumi said, there's a field beyond right and wrong, and I will meet you there. We all go through life with a very dualistic right, wrong, us, them, good, bad, almost judgmental mindset. We don't even realize we're doing it half the time, but that's the ego thought system. Very human. And when we transcend that dualistic right wrong mindset to one of contemplation, which is essentially suspension of criticism and judgment, and just contemplating the yin and the yang of it, and the perfect beauty, the balance of it, without getting emotional, without getting angry, without getting jealous or upset, it's a beautiful place. It's nirvana, and it's inner peace. So, yes, the world has got all kinds of problems, and probably always will. But it's from those problems that we all learn and grow and evolve spiritually and soulfully.
One of the things that I think is what you've said is so beautiful is that, you know, it's almost as if, John, and I want to talk about this when we come back, especially about the book. You know, someone said to me, you know, how do we learn this? And they were talking about something similar. And I said, you know, here's what I'm knowing about myself right now. I don't feel like I'm learning something. I feel like I'm remembering something. When we come back, I'd love to talk with you about what remembering is, how the soul guides us, how we are moved to a place that is spiritual, that is holistic, that does talk about the world in that balance of yin and yang. John Murphy joining me here today. Book is Zentrepreneur. We're going to take a short break, everyone. Stay with us. We will be right back with the show, and we'll give you lots of information about how you can find out about John. You can go to his website, of course, johnmurphy.net. Check that out. There's a lot there. We'll be right back with the show.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Questions in consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness, a telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here today. For more information about us, go to the drpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about John, as I said before, you can go to johnjmurphy.net, as a matter of fact. John, would you give out the best website for folks to find you at?
Yeah, sure. My corporate website is venturemanagementconsultants.com. And from venturemanagementconsultants.com, you can see any of the books that I've written, and there's order information. The website you just gave out, johnjmurphy.net, takes you right into one of my books, which is called Beyond Doubt, Four Steps to Inner Peace. It was a 2010 Best Inspirational Book of the Year up in Canada out of a big reviewer in Toronto. And you had mentioned you might want to talk a little bit about that as well. But those two websites, there's others, but those two will direct you to me. I'm also very Googleable, although there are a lot of John Murphys in the world. So if you put John Murphy in there along with the word, certainly if you put the word Zentrepreneur or something like that in there, you'd come to me. And one other website that's just been posted is called letgonow.info. Letgonow.info is all about a workshop I've developed on letting go. Because a lot of people, they know in their minds that they should let go of certain things. It's obvious to them. They just don't know how. They don't know how to let go. And so that's really what the book Beyond Doubt is all about, Four Steps to Inner Peace. One of those four steps is let go. In fact, the four steps are let be, let go, let see, and let flow. So you've got to start with let be. That's just getting past denial, getting past resistance, and accepting the facts for the fact that it is. That's just the way it is. Get over it, you know, and the way you get over it is you got to let it go. And that's where people struggle. They don't know how to let go of fear. They don't know how to let go of phobias. They don't know how to let go of grief. You know, they don't know how to let go of anger or whatever. And shame and guilt and some of these things that just haunt people their whole lives. So the Let Go Workshop is all about techniques on letting go. And then when we do let go, we experience what I refer to as let see, meaning our perception shifts. We see the world very differently. The very people that used to annoy us now appear to us as teachers. They're teaching us patience. They're teaching us perseverance. They're teaching us some of the more challenging things we need to learn in life. We see problems differently. We see situations differently. Things that used to really get under our skin no longer do. We see past it. And then when we do that, we see past all of this, we get into what I call the flow. And flow is very spiritual. We're meant to flow. We're meant to grow. We're meant to change. We're meant to evolve. We're not meant to be held the same. And it's an illusion, and it's a very flawed assumption to think that people naturally resist change, because I hear that all the time. You know, people resist change. Actually, they don't. They can't. You cannot not change. You're aging. You're changing physically every day. You're changing mentally and emotionally. The whole world's about change. And if you're not getting out in front of that change, whether you're an individual or a corporation, you're at risk. Okay? And when you know it, whether consciously or subconsciously, you know it. And if you sense that you're at risk, it builds fear. And, you know, you look at a kid these days, they'll get on a computer and start banging away at it at age 3. You put an 80-year-old on a computer, and a lot of times they're terrified of it. You know, they don't want to push the wrong button. That fear is what is very restrictive. And so when you see a little kid, they haven't learned fear yet. You know, and we learn fear. It's a part of a programming of the mind. We learn it as we grow older. So letting go of that fear allows the inner entrepreneur in us to come out. It's there, and we know it's there intuitively, but we get in its way.
One of the things that I want to talk about, and I shared this with you, you know, and during the break, and it was brilliant, because I had a young person say to me, you know, I can be all that. I can be all that, except for the fact that, you know, the times that I don't think I can be all that. And he said, what he was saying is, I know I can be all that. I can be all that. And, you know, it's a street dialogue we were having. And, you know, and he said, you know, except for when I don't think I can be all that. And it was interesting to hear this young man talk, right? Because he was speaking for a whole lot of us here, John. You know, it's like, yeah, we have moments where we think we can be all that. You know, we actually know we can be all that. But then we don't remember. We don't remember that we already are all that. And I think that's what you're trying to talk about. You know, it seems to me, and tell me if I'm a little naive, okay? It seems to me in my own life, I had some moments of brilliance. And the moments of brilliance have been moments where things like standing in a soup line and dishing out soup to people that didn't have any food, or bagging up a turkey around Thanksgiving for the people that have AIDS in Seattle. And I wondered about that. And I thought to myself, wow, why, if this feels so fulfilling, why aren't we spending most of our lives doing this? You know, what is it about our ability to forget and choose pain in our lives that is so pervasive to us now? I mean, you know, someone said to me a long time ago, I'd love to hear what you think about this. They said, you know, hey, dude, you choose pain. I said, no, I don't. They said, yeah, you choose pain. I learned that. Is that true? Do you believe we choose things like pain in our lives?
Well, yeah, there's two levels to it. There's the conscious level, and then there's the much more powerful subconscious level. So, you know, consciously we say, yeah, I can be all that, I can do all that, and I can break this habit, and I can do this and that and whatever. At the conscious level, we might say that, but beneath the surface is where the real power is. In fact, Dr. Bruce Lipton's got some brilliant research out on this, and he demonstrates that the subconscious mind is a million times more powerful than the conscious mind. In other words, it can process 40 million bytes of data per second compared to 40 bytes of data per second of the conscious mind. A good way to think about that is if you're driving down the road, you know, and you're having a conversation with somebody, your conscious mind is on the conversation. It can only be on one thing at a time. The subconscious mind, driving the car, it's looking in the rearview mirror for you, it's putting the blinker on, it's regulating your blood sugar, it's regulating your heart rate, it's doing a million other things while your conscious mind is just on the one. So the trick then is to say, well, if I'm going through life predominantly governed by my subconscious mind, and being that it's subconscious, meaning beneath the surface, that's out of my awareness, how am I supposed to know what it's thinking? Because it's what's making or breaking me. The subconscious mind is really what's making or breaking people. So the conscious mind can say whatever it wants. Yeah, I can do all that, I can do all that. But if the subconscious mind says, no, you can't, you're doomed. So you've got to figure out what's going on in the subconscious mind. Think of it like the programming in a computer, that, you know, with viruses. And you haven't deleted these viruses, and they're screwing up your operating system. The human being is the same way. We're programmed our whole lives. And in fact, between the ages of 0 and 6, we're in a theta frequency, which is a highly programmable, downloadable type frequency, which means that we're just sponges. We're just learning all kinds of things in that very early age. And then we carry that with us our entire lives. So whether it's trauma, it's fear, it's doubt, insecurity, it's whatever, it's programmed. So now we've got to figure out, how do we hit the delete button? And a quick way to get to some of your subconscious thoughts is to look at your tendencies, because within any one tendency, you can have thousands of thoughts. And I had a very wise person tell me one time, thoughts are like birds landing in a tree. Okay, you're going to have thoughts come your way, and it doesn't mean you have to let them nest there. So the mind is the tree, and thoughts are coming at us all the time. In fact, this is why people struggle with meditation, is because they don't know how to quiet the mind. These thoughts just keep bombarding them. What am I going to do tomorrow? Somebody said something to me yesterday that's really upsetting. I've got this stress. I've got this problem. And the mind's just bombarded with these thoughts. And if you let those nest in your mind long enough, they become beliefs. And they could potentially become viruses. And they could easily, in fact, that dis-ease can then manifest into disease in the body. And you can actually get sick from it. So, you know, we have to figure out from our tendencies what's going on in the subconscious mind, and then we have to learn how to hit the delete button. Those are things I write about in both Zenpreneur and in Beyond Doubt. It's what I teach in the Let Go Now workshop. And it's very freeing. When people let go of limiting thoughts and beliefs, it's like the world just opens up in front of them, and flow flows.
I love it. Flow flows. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit with John about Zenpreneur. What are some of the keys? What are some of the things that each of us should know, the components of this? Something that you could do right now, right today, to change, to shift, and to let it flow. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. What a great show. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I want to, again, John, thank you so much for joining me here today. I know we've talked about a lot. In this last segment, I'd love for you to talk about, you know, what is at the pinnacle of this? What is it that if somebody said to you, John, there are a couple things you could say or talk about Zentrepreneur, what would you want to leave people with? You know, and what do you find is either a pattern or a pattern that needs to be broken?
Well, I'd start with, it's such a great question, Dr. Pat. I mean, start with, people need to recognize, meaning remember, who and what they are. It's not just a who, by the way, it's a what. We're deeply spiritual, divine beings, living a temporary human experience rather than the way a lot of people think about it, which is the other way around, that we're human beings who have occasionally a spiritual experience. Once we realize it's just the opposite, that we are here temporarily as humans for a purpose, it's very helpful to know what that purpose is. There's many ways to uncover that. But we're here for a calling. We're here for a reason. And so it takes a lot of contemplation, and it takes help sometimes. People need to help one another identify what those deeper callings are. So for some people, it comes easy. They intuitively know it. They feel it. Or when they experience it, they go, that's it. Kind of like you mentioned earlier with radio. You instantly connected with it. I connect with a number of different things, like writing and teaching and speaking. It's my calling. But we have to know deep down what our reason for being is here, because that gives us an ability to then be honest with ourselves. We're never going to see honesty in the world if we don't see honesty within ourselves. We're never going to trust the world if we don't trust ourselves. Because what we're doing is we're projecting onto the world. Just think of the world, the universe, as a giant mirror. Everything we see in the world is coming from inside of us being projected outward. So if we see misery, it's telling us deep down we're miserable. If we see conflict, it means deep down we're conflicted. If this is the Zen part of Zentrepreneurship, by the way. This is it's that understanding that what we sow is what we reap. A lot of people don't quite understand what that sacred saying really means, but we're projecting onto the world, and it is projecting back to us whatever it is that we're thinking and believing and experiencing subconsciously. So a great thing to do is just look at the world and say, what do I see? And then the way to change that is not externally, but internally. So we do our inner work first. What can I do to be more honest with myself? What can I do to build more trust within myself? And then there's a call for action, and we have to act on it. That's the entrepreneurship part of this. I need to take steps. I need to do things that bring out the better me, the best in me, you know, the true me, really, the true me. And you mentioned about working in a line at a soup kitchen, and so for some reason you felt really good about that. Part of the reason you felt good about it is because you were giving, and people feel better when they're actually giving. We're here to give something. For some of us, we haven't figured out what it is, but we are here to give. And when we give, we receive. That's another sacred universal law. You know, when we give, we receive. A lot of people just want to be on the receiving end, but they're not really, they're not doing the inner work. They're not giving. And by the way, to give, a lot of times it means we have to let go of obstacles and barriers and doubts that limit us and prohibit us from giving. So I think that's the start. That's what I'd start with.
I love it. I want to thank you, John, so much for joining me here today. There's so many things that we can talk about. And as I said before, I've been a fan for a long time. Please let folks know one more time how they can find out more about you. And then I have one last question. I would love to know what your personal message is. What would you like to leave us with today?
All right. Well, sure. You can certainly find me at johnjmurphy.net. You can learn a lot more about the Let Go Now workshop at www.letgonow.info. You can certainly look up all of my work and find me through my corporate website, which is venturemanagementconsultants.com. That's venture as in nothing ventured, nothing gained. And, I guess the message I'd want to leave people with is be true to yourself. You know, find out by peeling away some of the layers what's beneath it all. Because deep down, you're so much more than a lot of people, you know, recognize or think they are. And they're just surrounded with doubt. They're surrounded with fear, surrounded with insecurity. And by the way, all of that drives jealousy. It drives conflict. It drives rage and anger. And it even drives pride. A lot of people think of pride as a positive energy. It's actually pride that leads to most wars, and pride that leads to a lot of division. You know, whether it's divisions between schools, divisions between countries, divisions between religions. So even beyond pride is that inner peace that I'm talking about, where it's no longer about what the outside world thinks of me or calls me. It's more about knowing honestly and genuinely and truthfully who and what I really am, and then and why I'm here, and then waking up every day with a sense of purpose and passion to go about doing that.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, John. Thanks for joining me here today. Wow. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. I am sure you've heard something that will open the door, that will open your heart. And today's show is about remembering, thanks to John, his work, and thanks to all of you. We get to do what we do and love to do. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.